coding for multiple category variables. We're going to go through this quickly because you can go your whole life without running into one of these. Again, we need K-1 codes, one for each between groups' degrees of freedom. The comparison group gets a negative 1 for all codes. Each other group gets a 1 for one code and zeros for the other. So how do you tell what the comparison group is? It's got negative 1s. Now, you can make any group that you want be the comparison group. But if you leave it to SPSS, SPSS will make the highest coded group the comparison group. So persons 1 and 2 are in group 1. They're going to get an effect code weight of 1 for effect code 1 and 0 for effect code 2. Group 2 includes subjects 3 and 4. They're going to get a 0 on effect code 1 and a 1 on effect code 2. Participants 5 and 6 are in group 3, which we've decided to make the comparison group. They get a negative 1 on both dummy codes. It's going to be a multiple regression because there are multiple effect codes. A is now the grand mean of all participants. Each B tells the direction and size of the mean difference of that group from the grand mean. If you include other variables above and beyond just those K-1 effect codes, then B tells the size and direction of the mean difference of that group and the grand mean, holding all the other variables constant.
Question.
Sure.
Okay. Can you go back a slide?
Yeah.
So we say each B tells the direction and difference of the grand mean, right?
Of that group's mean from the grand mean.
But we can't have a group unless we have two dummy codes, which is going to give us two betas, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have no idea from the regression weights what the mean of the third group is. We can figure it out.
But, okay, so I guess what I'm thinking is to tell what group they're in, you have to look at two...
Yes.
Two...
codes.
Two dummy codes, but so then you have two betas. How do you pick which beta tells you about the...
The regression weight associated with this is going to tell you about how this group differs from the grand mean, group one.
Oh, so it's the dummy code that's coded 1.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
And the same is true for the dummy code. These are actually effect codes.
Okay.
But for the dummy codes, it's how that group differs from the comparison group.
One of that dummy code.
Yes.
Okay.
So instead of having a target group and a comparison group, like in a binary,
yeah,
in multiple groups, we have multiple targets and one control.
Okay.
Each regression weight is about one target versus the control. Yes. Again, don't interpret K-group effect codes, because it's not turning your categorical variable into a quantitative variable. It's not interpretable. Why? The B weights of K-group effect codes have the interpretation we give them in a multiple regression because of the collinearity pattern among the sets of weights. Correlated with the criterion separately, they have different meanings we probably don't care about. Taken by itself, it looks like group 1, group 2, and group 3 line up on a quantitative scale with a value of 1, a value of 0, and a value of negative 1. They don't. They're categorically different. And so this is not an accurate representation of what that variable is, and so its correlation with another variable tells us nothing.
So you're saying they tried to put the categories in a thing instead of putting them along?
Yeah, and dummy code, or effect code 2 puts them in a different order. So neither effect code 1 nor effect code 2 represents this three-category variable. Because if it lined up, we'd call it a quantitative variable.
Okay.